Button has been pressed.
No shit.
All right, Brandon Chalmers. It has been, It's been 2 weeks since I've seen you. What have you been geeking on, my friend?
Jamie Noguchi, I am a very particular man. and when I say that, I mean that my home is my shitty little castle. And in my shitty little castle has a shitty little yard. And it requires a bit of grooming, like anyone's yard. And because of this, I fucking hate weeds. And when I explain about weeds, I mean that apparently sometime between when my house was built in 1945 and, I don't know, maybe the 70s, some asshole in my neighborhood planted ivy. And, ooh, yeah, and ivy you can't fucking get rid of. Ever. Now, with that said, the other problem with my neighborhood is that, you know, it's got a bit of a drainage issue and yada, yada, yada. And in turn, we have a lot of standing water and what have you. And if you follow me on Instagram or anything else like that, you've seen some of the videos of the water that flows through said yard. Anyway, because of this, even in the stony areas, I have weeds that grow through. Not just the ivy, but other kind of weeds. And I am solving the problem the funnest way possible, Jamie Noguchi.
Did you buy one of those Elon Musk flamethrowers?
I bought one of those fucking Elon Musk flamethrowers. Not an Elon Musk thrower. No, no. Home Depot solved this problem for $20. $20. It's a fucking, like, propane torch. It's on, like, it looks like the most badass fucking James Bond cane. And then you hook a camping set of propane onto the back of it and fucking light the torch and light them bitches on fire. I was trimming my yard with flame, Jay Minoguchi.
So now we know
the future and the past had collided somehow in my yard, and I was experiencing both the joy of caveman and George fucking Jetson just through the fucking cosmos, flamethrower in hand, like a fucking badass.
Oh my god!
I damn near yelled, "Witness me!" at my wife before I left.
Witness!
Yeah, because it felt like one of those things.
Oh my god. So now we know what that random guy with the flamethrower in Cobra's base was doing. He was getting ready to kill all the weeds in Cobra's base.
Yeah, that's it. If you've ever seen a dude just walking around with a flamethrower through volcano islands and all sorts of shit. Right, yeah. Like, if Star Wars has taught me anything, wampas, flames, bad things. Whatever the things on the, what the fuck is it? Inside there was like a... what was it in New Hope when they get caught in the asteroid or whatever it is and they're in that weird worm looking thingy?
Yeah,
weird bat looking motherfuckers. Fire would have solved that problem. And they're weeding inside the room. So that's the idea: is I'm getting rid of varmints. I'm weeding. Varmints. Yeah, dude, fucking rats, dude. We have rats. I live just outside the city. I'm talking like, I worry about my dog being overtaken by more than two of them kind of rats. And the dog ain't small.
Oh, but, Ben. Lots of Bens.
Yeah. Fucking rats. So, like, it fucking, like, they could co-star on Beakman's World-sized rat. They're fucking huge. Anyway, so, yeah. So, if you are a homeowner and if you have weeds, you should not buy Roundup. You should not be on your hands and knees like some sort of schmo pulling weeds from the ground like some fucking caveman. You're not a goddamn pig. You're not searching for truffles. You'll not find gold there.
Nope.
Keep your hands clean. Stand erect like the Homo sapiens you are and use the gift that the gods gave us. Fire, kids. Fire. That's right. And Jamie Noguchi, there is nothing more satisfying than hitting that thing on and hearing the and then all of a sudden you hit the thing and just and it just sits there, and then you focus that bitch down until it gets a nice blue flame, and you slowly lower it down. So you get to feel like a fucking Bond villain, and you get to slowly lower it down on the weeds, because you know, fuck those guys. Like, mm-hmm. all they're going to do is rip plants.
Yeah.
And then just watch them burst into flame.
Oh my god. That's just amazing.
Just as good the first time as it was the second time. And Jamie Noguchi, not only that, it was fucking economical. One canister of, like, the propane gas cost me, like, what, $4.50 or something?
Oh my god.
I managed to use it for 45 minutes and only went through half a tank.
And how much did you say it was? $20?
$20 for the propane burner. Do not spend the $50 one at Lowe's. They have a, I think it's Burnzall or something like that is the name of the company. They're the ones that make all the, like, the proper torches. That's the one you'll see all the Instagram ads about and everything else like that. The Home Depot one does just as well. Look for it in the welding section. If it looks like it belongs to a Bond villain, you've got the right thing. $20 for the torch, another, I think, $7 for a pack for a 2-pack of propane gas, and have yourself a great weekend trimming your yard up. Yep, and it's good for the environment too, Jamie, because it just produces ash, and that shit just blows away.
Like Thanos, you Thanos your weeds.
Yeah, like Thanos. Boom, and then just gone. Only, like, I didn't really Thanos it. I more like War Machine did, because I napalmed the fuck out of it.
Oh my god.
So goddamn good, Jamie. Like, I may actually buy this for everyone that I know who's a homeowner. I genuinely, like, congratulations, I give you the gift of fire. My favorite thing, when I was looking for reviews for this thing to see whether or not the Depot one was just as good, a dude actually standing outside trying to melt ice with this thing instead of using, like, ice melt. He's just standing outside thing, and he's looking back and he's all like, this isn't nearly as good as I thought it was gonna be.
But it's fire.
But the thing is, I can genuinely tell you, I am going to do that, and I'm gonna remember the video, and I'm still gonna think that guy's a fucking liar. And somewhere in February, I will be out on my fucking front porch, fucking, like, full on Dr. Evil in that shit, just looking like some sort of Bond flunky, just waving the thing back and forth.
This sounds amazing.
Saying, and it's so cheap. Like, for all the stupid shit that I buy and I get excited about, this is low cost and fucking practical.
Yeah, that's crazy. Why would you spend $2,000 on one of those things?
Who's spending $2,000 on one?
Isn't Elon Musk sell? Well, didn't he sell those, like, for $2,000? He made some flamethrowers that he was selling for $2,000 or something.
Oh,
like that.
I mean, there's flamethrowers you can buy for $2,000, but there's also, like, a, now bear in mind, the torch that I'm talking about puts out, I think it's a 20,000 BTUs or maybe 2,000. I don't remember the BTU rating, but basically, like, it is definitely hot enough to do some fucking damage to yourself. But it's not so wide that it causes an issue. Now, if you have a large area to cover, I would head to a Harbor Freight if you're anywhere in the Maryland-ish area. You can spend $35 on that is this goddamn big around. You can hook that to a full-size propane tank. One of the drag-behind jobbies? Yeah. And you got to get one of those cool fucking sparkers, whatever it is. What are you talking, propane tanks, what, $20? This thing's another $35. You're like $60-$65 into this thing, and you can have the equivalency of a fucking flamethrower. Like, full-on, just hosing motherfuckers down kind of shit.
You need a proper backpack for the propane tank.
You don't want to carry around a backpack. I've watched enough video games. You don't strap gas to your back.
Or maybe, like, one of those, like, a rolling thing.
You need a cart.
Yeah, like a dolly or a cart.
What? Fuck it. Harbor Freight also sells dollies on the cheap. I think they're like $8.99. You buy yourself a pack of bungee cables, strap that fucking thing right to the dolly, just wheel that thing right behind. You'll end up looking like the best version. Remember the old vacuum cleaners that were like canister vacs?
Yeah.
You should drive around. You used to have that big fucking cord that come off the thing.
Yeah.
That, but with fire.
And you can paint your propane tank like BB-8.
You could totally do that.
I don't know if we've seen flamethrowers in the Star Wars universe, but who cares?
I feel like there has to be, like, someone has to ask the question, how do I throw? Actually, fuck it. Yeah, the newest goddamn weapon is essentially, like, the Death Star is basically a flamethrower.
Yeah.
I'd like to throw fire on that planet.
Oh, dude, like, yeah, you paint it up like the Death Star. You gotta,
yeah, that's, yeah, you probably don't want to do that, though, because then you feel like you got to dent the tank, and then you're getting into
true.
Shit. Yeah, because that's how cosplay kids work.
Or just put a Mandalorian helmet on it.
There you go. Yeah.
This is Boba Fett living his best life.
Yeah. I think I would just end up, like, freehand writing Bada Boom on the side of the thing and then just dragging the thing around.
This is the big Bada Boom.
Yeah. fire inside, bad touch. Just. But yeah, so that's what I've been geeking out about, like giggling like a fucking child, just like. Jamie, literally, I am so fucking stoked. I did the rest of my yard today after I got home from work, right? I am pumped to get up early on Saturday just to fucking burn my weeds in my front garden. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to make bacon. I'm going to go make coffee. Like, it's going to be like a Folgers commercial, and you're going to hear a flamethrower, and then the sound as birds chirp, just
burn. You could cook bacon with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you get...
Jakey, yes.
Yeah, like, you get one of those grill things that close down that has a handle on it, and you hold that in your front yard, and you burn a weed, and then you heat on the bacon to...
Half second, I'm not actually going to be burning down some brush in my fire pit anyway, and I'm not using that thing to start the fire. Like, I may actually play the song "We Didn't Start the Fire" while I actually start the fire.
This is amazing. This is
You know what? Actually,
this is the episode.
The rest of tonight, I'm going to make a fire playlist, and it's just going to be nothing but fire related songs.
Yeah,
playing in my ears. So this way, I won't notice when anyone's near me while I'm holding fire.
Yeah. Oh god, this is awesome.
Yeah. This is great. Yeah, if you want to see this live, you'll end up seeing me Saturday morning go driving past my house, and you'll see me out front doing a really shitty dance, doing a like full on, you'll only be able to hear me because I'll have the music in my ears just going, fire! Fire! Yeah, it's gonna be so good.
Fire it up! Fire it up!
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah. Neighbors are going to be even more afraid of me than they already are. Trust me.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, I tend to do yard work wearing this version of my Sexapool shirt. You can imagine I'm making a whole lot of friends.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, walked out in a pair of, like, orange, white, and black Zubaz and this shirt and some flip-flops and did some work on my car when the neighbors were moving in.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally was like, how are we doing? And they just kind of looked at me and just kind of shuffled inside. And I was like, something I said, what did I do?
Oh man, I'm so bummed we didn't work a thing with the Zubaz. I would wear that shit all the time.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm gonna leave that big. Anyway, I got beef. Anywho, Jamie, what have you been geeking out about?
Well, I'd like to tell you about New York Comic Con, because that was this past weekend, but we didn't actually get to see any of it, so I can't geek out about New York Comic Con. I'm sorry about that, Brandon Chalmers.
Oh no, Jamie Noguchi, whatever will I do?
I have soft relaunched my Webby comic.
I fucking saw that!
Yes.
Is this a byproduct of Toku Temper?
No, it was so a friend of the show, Monica Gallagher, she's been doing comics on Webtoon, which is a Korean company. They're big in Korea. They do a whole bunch of multimedia stuff. They do movies, TV, comics, web comics and stuff. And I think they have, like, whatever Korea's version of Google is, they have that kind of money. So they've decided to try to start some businesses in the U.S., and Webtoons is their webcomic arm. And friend of the show, Monica Gallagher, she's been doing a comic on there called Assassin Roommate.
Right.
And
okay.
they apparently pay well enough for her to quit her day job and do her comic full time.
What?
So she's doing her comic Assassin Roommate. She's collaborating with Danielle Corsetto, doing another comic called I think it's Boo, It's Sex.
Okay.
Which is, it's pretty funny. It's like a sex ed comic, couched in a house that's haunted by a sorority girl. And these four freshman women move into the house, and they don't know anything about sex or life or relationships. And so this ghost is teaching them about, like, sex and how to have safe sex and consent and all this kind of stuff. So it's pretty cool. So anyway, for a couple of issues, I guess she calls them chapters or whatever, a couple of chapters, earlier in the year, I was helping her doing the coloring because she was getting backed up with a lot of stuff. So I was doing her flats, which is just, you know, fill in the color, fill in the color, fill in the color. And then she does all the fancy rendering and stuff. And I was reading her comic as I was coloring the stuff. And I really liked how easy it was to read on my phone. Just easy to swipe up. And then there's a lot of interaction with the people on the site and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, I think the regular way that people have done webcomics, you know, the newspaper strip style, I think that might not be a thing anymore. I think people might not like, if you want to engage a newer, younger audience, I don't think that's the way to go. For a while, I've been trying to think of a way to bring back Yellow Peril in a format that would set it up for a wider audience, because that was the problem with all webcomics, is finding a wide enough audience so that it justifies all the time that you spend on the comic. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, well, maybe I can try this new format, the scrolling style, like that's formatted to fit perfectly within your phone and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm using this month to kind of figure out the format and figure out colors and the color schemes and all that kind of stuff. So that's why it's like a soft relaunch. I'm telling people about it, but I'm not doing like the little panel thumbnail that says, "Hey, look at the comic." I'm just saying, "Hey, here's the link to the thing." So when I figure all that out this month, I'm gonna hit it hard and be totally obnoxious with it.
Sounds like webcomics.
Yeah, but I'm only updating once a week, because I mean it's starting from the bottom again, you know. Once you put a comic on hiatus, coming back is like pulling teeth. So I'm going to be updating on Tuesdays. Tuesdays seem to be a good day to update a thing. We'll see where it goes from there. I don't think I'm going to be doing books anymore. Because, I don't know. They do okay for me, but I don't know. I don't. It's a pain in the ass to do it yourself. So I'm going to try to think about, like, when I get back into the swing of things, doing other types of merchandising stuff, and I don't know.
No, it makes sense. I've always felt like the traditional model of the way comics are done now with like webcomics and conventions, I don't understand how a webcomic artist sells books at a con.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. And I think the new format will help people get into it easier. Because, I mean, you just dump it on your phone and you flip through it and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
No, I mean, that makes sense, and I get that. So it's similar to, like, an RSS reader, essentially?
Well, no, I mean, it's the same website, but if you look at it on your phone, it's an easier read. Rather than having to zoom into the comic to read it panel by panel, now you're just
right, going, I got you. Whoop, okay. Whoop, whoop. Okay.
So it's just a format change. Not too much has changed with the website. I still do like a transcript and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see how it goes. But like over the past 4 years or so, people have been like, "When are you bringing it back? When are you bringing it back? When are you bringing it back?" And this year, like about 5 people said that to me.
Well, shit.
And I was like, "Well, 5 people say it, then maybe there's something there."
Yeah, the secret of Jamie Noguchi is he never wanted to stop it.
It's true. I never wanted to stop. But
why did you stop?
I decided that I wanted to do freelance full time because I wasn't good at my day job.
You were great at your day job. Your day job was boring as fuck.
But I think I was better at drawing things and doing the contract work and stuff and doing that stuff. But the problem is, when you start out freelancing, there's a lot of anxiety about, you know, there's no safety net. Like if the work is slow, it's because you're not getting work.
Right.
Whereas like if you're working at a company that's a subcontractor for somewhere or something like that, you know, there might be ups and downs, but you're on payroll, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But when you're full time, there's that existential anxiety. Like I gotta grind. I gotta get these checks.
Yeah,
I gotta get
these
checks. So everything I did had to have a paycheck at the end of it. And Yellow Peril never reached the the capacity, the traffic numbers that would justify ad, like my ad revenue was never great. On a great month, I would get $100 in ad revenue.
Yeah, that's not enough to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
I know how much time you're putting into that
shit. Yeah. So that doesn't, and it's not like I wasn't updating often. Like I updated 3 times a week for like 5 or 6, 7 years without missing an update. You know, I did all the things that, you know, you're told to do. Never miss an update, schedule it ahead of time. Tell everybody about your comic. You know,
started in 2009.
I didn't start it in 2009. That's
God damn it, Jamie. Yeah, that's the downfall. Did you not talk to the PAX guys? That's the fucking secret.
Yeah.
What Oak wrote about. It's in the book, The Fucking Secret. Start your webcomic in 2009.
Yeah. So I did.
Unless you're the oatmeal, then start your.
Yeah, but he started out doing like those internet quizzes, so he knew how to game the traffic. So he knew how to game traffic and tailor things to popular stuff. I've never been good at figuring out what's popular. I only know what I like. So, hence this podcast. Like we don't know what's popular. We just know what we like.
Why? Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate that very much.
But yeah. So like, I mean, I always wanted it to be more, but book sales were never tremendous. I did a Kickstarter to fund my first book, and it funded my second book, and it funded it, but it didn't like explode. So it just never reached a wide enough audience to justify the amount of time that I was putting into it. So
cool. So what are you making different?
Now things are a little bit less crazy around here, and there's less existential crisis.
Okay.
And I'm not doing full color. I am going to try a limited palette of like 5 colors. I think I have 5 or 6 colors. I'm not sure what the palette is I went with. I think it's 5 colors. So I'm going to do a limited palette, and I'm figuring that stuff out. And then it's a new format. So strangely, it's more drawing, but I think it'll work out a little bit better.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a long
anything
way of saying
it. Change with the story or anything else like that? Or just hoping that the format will help you reach a wider audience?
Well, I'm hoping the format will reach a wider audience.
Okay.
But if you paid attention during Tokutember, Kane and Tara have broken up. And Allie and Annie have also broken up. So the only OTP that's left in the comic is Julie and Bodhi. So... but that's the big change that I wanted to get across through Tokutember, and also draw awesome Tokusatsu stuff. So,
yeah. Also, can we get more of is it Lance?
Oh yes, more Lance.
Yeah. Can we get more Lance?
Yeah, I have.
I think more. Like I really do, and Jamie, and I say this with love. I think your bread and butter is weird, awkwardly sexual humor. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you are great at like, kind of teetering on that line of, like, I think I like the way that looks, and I shouldn't be laughing at that, but that's fucking funny. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, I think the second story arc is going to take place on set for one of Lance's movies.
Nice.
Because I haven't done that yet, and I think being on set in general is fascinating. Being on a porn set might be boring, but being on an action porn set might be interesting enough.
You had me at action porn. Move on.
Yes, exactly. And we haven't really dived deep into that aspect of Lance's character. So I think the second chapter, which will happen after I get through all this initial stuff, I think it's going to focus around that. So teasers.
Nice.
And lots of sexy posters.
Ooh, sexy posters.
Sexy posters. Okay. Brandon Chalmers.
Amity Goodger.
As my microphone falls down.
I'm going to slowly sneak a drink out of my flask featuring my Brian Prindeville sticker available Super Art Fight. By the way, kids, if you backed our Kickstarter, this, like many other stickers, are going to be in your prize pack. I put these together. A couple quick fans are going to get this limited edition Brian Prindeville stickers. So you two friends can put it on your flask and have it judge you with every delicious sip.
It's really the best sticker.
It really is. Like, I'm sorry, I don't care if I'm biased about it. It's great. He refused to use color. It's judgy as hell. It stares at me constantly, and I love it. I even have one on my car. I paid extra for this.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so good.
So, anywho. So, Jamie, continue. What is our topic for today?
On our list... It's in chronological order when we made the list. Actually, we're running out of topics, so we need to add some more to our list. But on our list today, we are talking about unfucking the DC Cinematic Universe.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
And
I don't think this is going to be a long conversation.
And since then, a couple of things have happened. So, like, when I threw out this topic... Justice League had already shit the bed, and that was pretty much all we knew. They're coming out with like a shit ton of different Joker movies, all this kind of stuff. But since then, since New York Comic Con, they've released the trailer, the extended trailer for Aquaman.
Yes.
Which looks rad as shit.
Because fucking Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa is amazing.
That dude can do no wrong. I don't care what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, kids, on Netflix, Frontier, Jason Momoa plays Jason Momoa just somehow in, like, the 1700s being a badass as Jason Momoa. Like,
yeah.
I'm convinced Jason Momoa actually isn't a great actor. He's just fucking lovable.
Seems great.
Because that's the thing. The only time I've ever seen him act is in Game of Thrones, and he grunted and fucked. Like, and that's basically Jason Momoa. Like,
yeah.
The only thing we didn't get from this version of Jason Momoa was his award-winning smile, his great blonde underdone hair.
Oh, yeah.
And him drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, like, he's fucking great. Oh, god damn.
And he's a climber, so I love him even more.
Yeah, such a fucking man crush on Jason Momoa.
And they managed to get him into the suit and make him look even more sexy and shiny. So,
yeah.
Like... I think this topic might be old, but also they just announced that James Gunn is jumping ship to the DC universe, and he's going to be directing a Suicide Squad. James Gunn. Did I say Jason Gunn?
No, James Gunn. Said James, but I'm confused.
So James Gunn, director of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right, which got let go due to his behavior.
His old tweets from when he just got into the film business.
Right.
So now he's going to be doing the Suicide Squad stuff. So I don't know how to feel about that. Because... I just don't know.
Do you remember what the context were of said tweets?
He was trying to be edgy, and so he was saying a lot of shitty shit. And
yeah,
it was really bad.
What counts as shitty? Like, really fucking racist? Really fucking misogynistic? Like, what are we... Just being an asshole? Like,
extremely misogynistic.
Okay.
Like, I think it was, like, there were some rape jokes or something like that. I mean, there was some bad stuff.
Okay. So let's break a few things down here, and I think we need to, if we're gonna tackle this one, I think we need to not get too hung up on this, but I do think we need to address this one, because if we're gonna lump him in with the God Among Men, Jason Momoa, in the saving of the DC universe, I think we should clarify a few things. Being edgy on the internet is never a fucking good idea.
Oh no.
White dudes especially are fucking bad at it, because we don't know where the line is. We all assume we're comedians. We're really fucking not, myself included. Let's see, what else? If you're not smart enough to delete your Twitter history before you get famous, you deserve whatever's coming to you. Like, genuinely. It takes like half an hour. Hire a kid. Like,
yeah.
You're telling me he couldn't throw $1,000 at that? Like, he doesn't have a nephew, just be like, hey, so, fix this. Make this go away.
I think they were deleted. I am not sure.
Not to my knowledge.
I don't know, but it was dumb.
either way, like let's be clear here about this. And you know, if we're going to hold everyone accountable for their previous behavior, I don't know if there's necessarily a context for him to be a misogynistic douchebag. Him making an off-color joke at an event or something like that, or what? And I use the old Gilbert Gottfried thing about the tsunami, where he made the joke after the tsunami, and the question is, how long should he have to pay for it?
Oh.
And was the fucking joke inappropriate at the time? Yeah. Was it funny? I think that's up for debate. I'm an awful person, so I laugh, but I laugh at a lot of the terrible shit he says. Mm-hmm. He wrote a book called Rubber Balls and Liquor. So, you know, the fuck am I supposed to do?
Well, and James Gunn came from Troma, which is a studio not known for its subtlety or really anything except fucked up shit. So when he got his start, that was I'm not trying to make an excuse, but that was the environment he was thrust into. So I imagine that at Troma, the only way you get noticed by anybody is if you outgross the other person or something like that. So.
Yeah, but outgross is one thing. I can be gross without being misogynistic. There's a fucking difference.
That's true. That's true.
Anyway, James Gunn, I you're right. I am torn as well. I really fucking enjoy the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. That first one may be one of my favorite
films. Me too. Yeah.
For things like the soundtrack and stuff like that, which my understanding was he was a huge part of the cultivating of that soundtrack that kind of pushed that movie along. So, mm-hmm. You know, yeah, fuck it. I mean, I like when you said that name, the first thing that pops into my head is Harley Quinn, and I really worry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
I mean, we're talking about a character that doesn't understand a proper relationship to start with and then is handed the reins to a kind of misogynistic dickhole. So, and I know I'm piling on at this point, and I'm being Johnny Internet by piling on James Gunn, but I worry about handing that character to anybody, but I worry about that character in general.
That's true.
That's not true. The Batman the Animated Series version of Harley Quinn I genuinely enjoy because it was a children's show and it was incredibly difficult to sexualize her a ton. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, she was always very flirtatious. She was always in skin-tight clothing. There was a very sexual overtones with Harley, and I understand that that is part of her character. And I understand that in some of the newer comics, she is written as being both sexual but independent and strong and capable and yada 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 yada, mm-hmm. and she's out from under the Joker and what have you. So I don't want to get into a whole big debate about that for any of you Harley Quinn fans. I understand changes have happened.
Yeah.
The chances of James Gunn and or anyone at DC Films knowing that, especially knowing what we've seen out of them in the past, I ask you, the Harley Quinn fan, do you really think they know what the fuck's going on in the comic?
I wonder.
Do you think they care? Because they've got a gorgeous blonde that they put in short shorts with a baseball bat, and I think they're going to be looking for one-liners from James Gunn, and they're going to try and turn that into a... You know what? Actually, fuck it. I hate this idea.
Yeah.
They're going to try and turn this into a fucking Guardians of the Galaxy film, and it's going to be a fucking knockoff version. Fuck it.
I wonder how much control Margot Robbie is going to have, because... They've given her...
Say that sentence again.
Margot Robbie. I wonder how much control they're going to...
Give Margot Robbie. They're going to give Harley Quinn in the DC... In a comic book film by a company that is traditionally misogynistic to someone who has pigtails and short shorts, you're going to ask how much character control they're going to give her.
No. But what I'm saying is she's executive. I think she's producing the Birds of Prey movie that's happening.
Okay.
And I think she was going to be producing a solo Harley Quinn movie or something like that.
If that's the case, and I don't know that, awesome. And I want to be wrong about it. Please understand, I want them to find the voice that Harley currently has in the comics and be able to be strong and independent, but not be afraid to be proud of her body or be sexual or whatever it is, because fuck it, you should be able to do both. You should be able to dress sexy and enjoy yourself and whatever it is and flaunt it, and everybody else should have to be like, I like the way that looks, but I'm not going to fucking stare, and I'm damn sure not going to catcall, and I don't need to fucking touch. I think everybody can understand that fucking agreement. I think I just summarized how to behave as a man in 2018. But anyway, so... It's not that fucking hard.
I agree with you. I think.
I worry about DC doing the right thing. Yeah. Comic book companies, Marvel included, are fucking bad. Case in point, look at every single character who is a person of color. Like, they're just now getting their hands around how to handle women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just recently. And they're definitely doing a decent job, in Marvel's case at least, with guys like War Machine and guys like Falcon, and trying to give them a bit more personality, and especially Black Panther. They fucking knocked it out of the park with that.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I worry about it, because, like, I don't know if they know how to get out of their own way. And it might be, like, the pro wrestling fan in me, and I'm not going to dive too deep to kind of, like, get lost in this, but the mind behind pro wrestling, WWE especially, is Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon is an incredibly rich person who is incredibly creative and responsible for a ton of the things that all of us have seen growing up and have been influential on just a bazillion things in pop culture to this day. Now, with that said, he is misogynistic, racist, a complete asshole, a monster, has been reportedly by multiple people said that he gets mad at himself when he sneezes because he finds sickness a weakness. This is the kind of guy who cannot get out of his own way, and in turn, every single African-American character in pro wrestling, I think even to this day, can't seem to get away from dancing somehow.
Oh, the New Day. Yeah, fuck.
Like, My wife and I went through a list of most recent African-American characters in wrestling, and I think Sasha Banks may have gotten away with it, but her cousin's Snoop Dogg, so I think she might be immune to it. And the new guy, Keith Lee, from the indies, but genuinely, I just don't think Vince knows who he is yet. The rest of them have done some sort of shuck and jive.
Shit, you're right. Fuck.
For the last, I don't know, 20 years. And Marvel exhibits a lot of the similar behavior when it comes to characters. Now, yes, they have taken a crash course most recently, and I want to see more of that behavior continue. And I say it this way. Credit where credit is due. They've done a lot of great things, but I'm still very weary. This is the same thing that happened when Thor was made female and everything that happened. And I remember hearing about conversations that happened with this. If anyone's inside baseball, they know this story. But a certain person in Art Fight got in a certain conversation with a certain other person, significant other. Well, and the conversation basically was, I like this idea. I worry about Marvel having control of
it. Well, right. Let's not talk about the comics, because...
No, I understand. And we're talking about DC here, but, like, yeah. DC is, to my understanding, way fucking worse than Marvel about this shit.
Oh, yeah. And I'm amazed that we got a Wonder Woman movie. Like, they've been sitting on a Wonder Woman anything for years and years and years. Meanwhile, we get, like, umpty squat numbers of Batman remakes.
Right.
Bullshit Superman remakes. We got Superman on the TV. We got Batman on the TV. We got all this stuff. And, like, they kept Wonder Woman in their back pocket for the longest time, and I'm still super pissed that it took them so fucking long to make a Wonder Woman movie. We got a great one, and okay. I'm glad we got a great one, but there should have been some, like, mediocre dumb bullshit along the way, because I mean
that's got to be the trade-off, though. For it to make such an impact, it has to be great the first time. Wonder Woman was great the first time. Man, does that prove that a female lead, especially when done properly, can fucking turn a universe around. Black Panther, proving that an African-American character in a predominantly African-American comic universe can fucking crush it and make it a really amusing film for the entire audience. Their bar is so high for anyone who is female or a person of color to knock it out of the fucking park that you have to almost wait and not put out shit. If they put out a mediocre film, I think it would have set them back another 5 or 6 years. It's unfair, it's ridiculous, but it's a fucking reality.
Well, Catwoman put them back a long time.
Perfect fucking example.
Yeah, exactly.
You had someone with fucking star power in Halle Berry, and God, that movie was a fucking turd. So... That's case in point, though. Catwoman was what, 2009?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Right. And how long did it take them to fucking decide to have a solo female movie?
Yeah.
It almost proves my point, Jamie. And that's the thing. And like I said, I doubled down on my point. And hear me say this. Look at me and hear me say this. I'm sorry that it's fucking unfair. and that you have to work so hard to put in an amazing product to win over douchebags who look like me who can't understand that stormtroopers can be black. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But with that said, that's just a fact of the matter at this point. And for you to be able – like for average Iowa America to understand that there could be a super rad Asian American character, there needs to be a super strong character, and it needs to be fucking stylized and wild looking and brightly colored and fucking great one-liners. And just – we have to see past the point of their culture and their race, and they have to just be – fucking entertaining and great.
They have to be twice as good to get half as much.
They absolutely do. Yes. You need to, yes, for as terrible as an actor as fucking Winter Soldier is, he seems like a nice guy. He seems kind of lovable. He's not a bad looking dude. He's not a great actor. He's really not. Like, genuinely not. For every one of him who gets to phone it in and everyone gets to be like, oh, total swoon, him and Steve can make man babies. It's going to be the fucking best. Black Panther has to fucking chew scenery and then have a bunch of other great characters around him.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about Marvel being able to do this. I worry about DC, let me clarify, being able to do this. I worry especially about James Gunn just basically making a Guardians clone, especially out of Suicide Squad. And
Suicide Squad,
because I never watched it. But, like, Margot Robbie, I've seen her in other things. She's very enjoyable. I have no issue with her. You know, and I've gone on record as saying I fucking love Will Smith. I miss classic Will Smith. Maybe. You know what? Fuck it. Hang on a second. You may turn this bitch around for me.
Because Will Smith is in the Suicide Squad.
And Will Smith likes making music. And James Gunn loves movie music. We could finally get the return. 15 years into the fucking millennium, the father has returned.
So, I don't know. I don't know if it's worth, like, you're concerned.
Stevie Wonder has to have a fucking riff we can steal. Like, but Cisco needs work.
But your concerns about James Gunn, all that stuff, I don't know if it's worth bringing all of that baggage to the Suicide Squad so that we can do the Millennium properly. But if anyone's going to do it, it's probably going to be James Gunn.
Okay.
But
God. Yeah. I hate the idea of having to break a few misogynistic eggs to get the Millennium back. But that feels like a fucking devil's trade-off, doesn't it? Like, hey, so you remember how bad Wild Wild West was, but how much fucking fun that soundtrack was? Like, yeah. So guess what you have to do to get that back?
Yeah.
God, that is the fucking definition of this goddamn year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Trade a bunch of bad shit for some decent shit.
Yeah.
Hey, you want nostalgia again? You got to deal with a misogynistic douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, don't we have enough of this?
Well, the I saw the movie. I thought it was pretty bad. But there is one excellent scene, and it's all about the characters. There's a scene where they take a break. They go into a bar. No one's in the bar. Harley hops behind the bar and starts serving them drinks, and they just talk as characters. And it's okay. And it's a great scene. And if
cool.
and if there was more of that in that movie, it might have been interesting because you could have seen these people and how they interact with each other instead of just go here and shoot the bad guy and stuff.
Right.
So the characters work, like the people work, the actors work together, and I think if they're given the right material, I think it could be interesting. But I don't. We have to go back to the person who's doing it, and it's going to be James Gunn.
I gotta ask the question, like, why? Like, I guess the idea is, I don't know. Like, part of me is viewing it this way. Like, the more I think about it, you could have brought James Gunn on as an associate producer, as an unnamed producer. Like, studio could have just cut him a very big check to show up, hang out on set, give a bunch of notes, whatever it is, and kind of co-produce and just say, hey, look, we're looking for a very Guardians feel, but we don't want to have it be openly a Guardians clone. We want to bring you on. We want to bring on another director that we really trust, and yada, yada, yada. Like, they could have done that. There's part of me, and I'm sure I'm reading into it way too much, that, like, kind of gets a little bit of a, like, yeah, fuck the PC bullshit. We're going to hire the guy who I know people don't like because you're going to fucking deal with it. And, like, I don't know if I'm reading into it, but, man, there's part of my brain that's like, this seems like some stupid machismo douchebag move.
Well, the interesting thing about James Gunn is that the guy who dug up all of these tweets and brought them back to light was like a MAGA guy, like a super alt-right dude, who was angry at James Gunn for being anti-Trump. So, like, you know, it's this weird... It's this.
So they're going to use their own tactic against him?
Yeah, it's this weird, like... I don't understand anymore. I don't understand what the fuck is going on.
Damn it, Gucci, everyone's trash.
So basically, how do we make DC movies fun? And,
how do you make them fun?
And good. And I think
you keep them away from okay.
I think Aquaman might be there. And I
yeah.
let's put Suicide Squad in the trash because we don't
okay.
we won't deal with that. But like, what is it gonna take for DC to get off their ass and do what their cartoon division is doing? Because Teen Titans Go, that goes to the movie, was hysterical. It was amazing. We had three generations of Noguchis in the theater laughing our asses off. Like, we brought Hazel, we brought my niece, Audra was there, I was there, my dad was there. All three generations of us, none of us watched the show. We were laughing our asses off. There was something for the kids to laugh about. There was something for me to laugh about. There was something for my dad to laugh about.
That answers the question right there, Jamie. That's it. You let the animated team run the regular division.
I think the animated division
of DC has been stellar for years.
Oh, yeah.
I find it hard to actually find a bad DC animated film. There are some that I like more and less than others, but all in all, I'll watch one of those over any of the Marvel stuff recently.
Yeah, the Marvel cartoons kind of...
The Marvel cartoons are fucking
they
bad.
Shit
they're
the
schlocky
bed.
Shit.
Yeah, the Iron Man one was awful.
A lot of them are fucking bad. Like, other than the Ultimate Avengers shit that happened, like, early 2000s,
yeah.
Like, that was pretty decent, but only because, like, we got drunk-ass Thor fighting the Hulk on a helicarrier. Like, that was kind of cool, but,
Brandon, the Marvel cartoon division ruined Horse Thor.
That, you know what? Yeah, fuck it. Hang on a second, let me handle this the proper way. Fuck those guys. Yeah, let's do that instead. All right, cool. Here's what we're doing. That's how we're handling this, Jamie Noguchi. We're going to end up doing a flip-flop here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to send the DC live film crew to go do the Marvel animated shit, and then vice versa. We're just going to flip that shit
flip
around.
Yeah,
just flip it around.
Flip it around.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at this point now, like, fuck it. Like, Marvel can't do anything wrong with their regular films, like, so long as, like, we can throw away a few of them. Like,
yeah.
And nobody seemed to have, apparently other than me, seemed to have a problem with Iron Man 3, so fuck it. Like, we can do some whiny-ass movies and we can let them work. Like, we'll keep them away from all the new shit, the Ms. Marvel shit,
all the
new Avengers movie. But, like, we can throw that shit away and just let them go play with, like, I don't know, what? There's got to be some other fucking throwaway movie. Is there
Moon
another
Knight.
Fucking Winter Soldier movie?
There's
Moon Knight?
I think, I don't know what's on the slate, but they're got to.
I don't even fucking know. I, you know,
they're getting the X-Men,
you know,
back. I don't know.
Okay, you know how little I know about Moon Knight? I don't know if he's actually DC or Marvel. That's how little I know about him. Genuinely, I had no fucking clue. Holding gun to my head, I'd 50-50 guess. Anyway, I assume it's Marvel because it seemed like a knockoff Batman.
It's Marvel, yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, big surprise. And fucking schlocky-ass thieves.
He wears white. And he's got a moon.
Okay.
But he doesn't have armor like a knight, so I don't get it.
Moon
Knight. Moon in the night. I don't fucking know. But yeah.
I don't
know.
Look, man, they put a black guy in spandex and called him Black Lightning. Like, the 70s were a bad fucking time for comic books.
Did you watch that, though?
What?
Black Lightning, the show?
No, it was actually
really fun.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Like,
for a family, it was like a family of superheroes. It was kind of cool.
I'm really bad at watching comic book shows other than, like, the Netflix ones.
Yeah.
Which... Hear me as I reluctantly say this to you. The new season of Iron Fist isn't fucking bad.
My dad said it was... He told me, don't watch it. Just watch the last two episodes. And I haven't done that yet.
Okay. That's fair. Like, I think, honestly, you could pick up in, like, episode 5. But I think the last half of that season you could actually enjoy.
Okay. The weird thing
it gets
is...
gets into lore. Like, the villain's super cool. Like... The only thing I could maybe make a complaint about, and it seems like it's an ongoing theme, and I get very uncomfortable with it because it's happening with Marvel a lot. The ongoing theme is people are fucking terrible and we should kill half of them. Because Killmonger definitely wanted to kill half the population.
Yeah, he
Thanos
did.
Thanos definitely killed half the population.
Yeah.
Iron Fist, a bad guy, essentially wanted to do kind of the same thing Killmonger wants to do.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Dude, he's got Iron Fist powers now. It's fucking rad.
See, the weird thing is, I never watched the first series because it looked terrible.
But I
kind of like Danny Rand. It's weird. There's an interaction he had. Yeah, I watched Defenders.
That's why you like it.
Yeah, because there's an interaction he has with Luke Cage. Luke Cage calls him out. He says, "You have no idea what you're talking about. You're trying to fight this evil, but you're a privileged white guy. Why don't you fucking use it for something?" And the very next scene, Danny's like, instead of like wilding out on Luke Cage and saying, "I don't know what you're talking about," blah, blah, he says, "You're right. I'm going to use my vast empire and do something." And I was like, why? Whoever this is, I want to see more of this character. That's amazing.
He's there. That's why I'm saying I genuinely think you would actually like knowing that you enjoyed Defenders, I think you would actually like it. Like,
I watched Defenders. It was...
Okay.
But yeah.
You didn't hate Danny's character after Defenders.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Then I would highly suggest, at the very least, putting it on the background. I think your dad's right. I think you might be going a little too far with like cutting the last two episodes. I just think you're going to be lost in a bit of the story. But I think, Jamie, knowing how you operate with a lot of like background noise, I think those first couple episodes, you could definitely put on as background noise, and you may find yourself going, "This is actually pretty fucking okay." Like, and I think by the end, you're going to be like, "You know what? This is okay. I kind of like this." Yeah, I'm not going to set the point to where you're like, "This is good," but I think you're going to walk away from it kind of feeling a lot better about Marvel and the Marvel's TV stuff, and also Iron Fist as a character. Because yeah. I know Iron Fist has been a real hit or miss kind of character.
Well, see, it came out from a lot of Orientalism in the 70s, where people were like, "Hey, they're Oriental, but the only way we can sell it to people is if we make them white." Like, I thought Snake Eyes was Asian for the longest time because he was the cool Joe, but no.
Joke's on you!
Joke's on me. So here's the fucked up part. We're supposed to be talking about DC. We can't stick with it. We always come back to Marvel, and it's because they've created so much of this stuff that's out there. They've taken all the weird, dumb shit that we used to grow up with and get made fun of, and they've leaned into it. Like, they're not trying to be grim. Well, the Netflix stuff is grim and gritty, but like, you know, they're
not nearly a DC movie grim and gritty though.
Yeah, they're not shying away from the colors. They're not shying away from the suits. They're not shying away from the stupid catchphrases and stuff. They're leaning into all that stuff.
Is it weird to both love and hate Christopher Nolan for doing that?
Yeah.
Because that shit's his fault.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Like, for as much as The Dark Knight is fucking great, and that trilogy as a whole is real good.
Mm-hmm.
He ruined it for the rest of DC Comics.
Yeah, because that's not Superman.
No, it's not. But
that's not Wonder Woman. Like, it's so.
Could he have just taken it? Could we have just had Christopher Nolan just be the DC guy and just let him shape the entire fucking universe? Because let's be honest, Christopher Nolan is a much better Zack Snyder. He just is.
Yeah.
And we've seen other Snyder movies, and we've seen other Nolan movies. And other Nolan movies have a very similar palette. Dunkirk is a perfect example of you can do something in broad daylight, but you and I can, I think, agree on the following. It's very pretty, and it uses the same color palette as every other DC movie.
Yeah.
So he's capable of telling a story in broad daylight with captivating color and not hiding anything. But he's also still able to have a very realistic and very somber tone for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Nolan's also very capable of being able to change the color palette as the feel of the entire universe changes. As things leave Gotham, I think he's more than capable of showing Smallville as being something bigger and brighter. And then as things start to show up, as Zod shows up, you start to mute that color palette again. And you use the lighting as a way to tell the story and tell the mood about people. Like, mm-hmm. That's the whole fucking idea of everything. Like, if you watch those old Batman movies, when Rachel would enter the room, the lighting would change.
Where's like, Rachel?
Right, yeah, like, but that's the whole thing. It's like, he's very capable of fucking doing that. Mm-hmm. And he's capable of making characters that are great. So, like, I really wish they would have just backed the Brinks truck up to fucking Nolan and just said, look, fix this. Follow through.
Yeah.
Here's Superman, here's Green Lantern, here's the universe, here's all the characters.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, you need to at least produce or associate produce all these movies. You need to pick the directors, and you need to shape this universe. Because you're the only one since the old Keaton Batman that you've been able to have a stylized thing like Burton, but he doesn't go so far as Burton. Burton gets too into his own shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you think they need a shared universe, or do you think they should just concentrate on making good movies?
It's a comic book universe. Of course you got to share it somehow. There has to be some sort of payoff.
Mm.
There has to. Because you can't operate separately and have incredibly different feels and incredible, like, you couldn't have the Nolan Batman operating inside of a Suicide Squad.
Right.
It's too fucking stark of a difference.
Yeah.
And if it means that you can't have a Suicide Squad movie, I'm actually okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, I think we need to be willing to sacrifice one thing for the other. And I regrettedly say this, because I'm really excited about the Momoa in fucking Aquaman. I hope he turns it around. I hope they figure out how to turn it around. I don't know. Like, I don't think DC's ever been really, like, bright and fun and sunny.
No.
I've never viewed
no.
DC's being okay.
No.
Like, they just, they don't have that ability to kind of have the same kind of fun. Like, closest they get is, like, the Green Lantern Corps. And even then, it's set in the darkness of space.
Oh, yeah.
It usually involves a lot of extra drama, and it's got a bunch of tiny blue guys who are kind of deciding the fate of the universe.
Well,
like,
and also, like, Emerald Dawn, they took their greatest hero, and he became a genocidal maniac and killed every fucking lantern.
Fucking Blackest Night, they brought back fucking Bruce Wayne's dead-ass parents. Like,
yeah.
They had, what was it, Hal Jordan's girlfriend in a fucking refrigerator? They had a refrigerator floating around in space with some dismembered limbs coming out of that bitch with a Blackest Night fucking logo on the door.
Oh my,
like,
God.
Yeah, like, they go and fucking dark. But that's what I'm saying, like, you can do some of that shit in the comics. I don't know if you can pull it off in a universe and just... DC's never been good about being bright and shiny and fun.
No.
DC could never pull off a Squirrel Girl. They just couldn't.
Yeah.
Even the animated shit, they can't. The Teen Titans or the Young Justice or whatever it is, it always has a much darker feel. And I think the best example of that is the DC animated stuff where, like, you've got Nightwing and you've got Robin as Damian, where, like, he's a little homicidal little fucker, and
yeah,
then
yeah, yeah.
You've excuse me, Neil Patrick Harris, like, playing Nightwing, and then you've got Kevin Conroy playing Batman, and, like, you've got the generations of difference and the generations of voices, and, you know, you've got a bit of comedy relief and you've got a bit of fun, but, like, I think in a DC movie, you're never supposed to do more than, like, a half smirk or a chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
I think a hard laugh in a DC movie isn't gonna happen.
Yeah.
You want to make Aquaman the super fun rebel badass of this universe? Great. I don't know if he can actually, for the lack of a better way to put it, and I feel terrible saying it, turn the tide for the rest of the fucking universe.
I mean, I believe in Jason Momoa.
I believe in Jason Momoa too, but if you're going to tell me that Jason Momoa can make an entire universe fun, I don't know if that's possible.
Well, and I think they've already abandoned it. Like, there's no Justice League 2 on the slate. And I think the 80s Wonder Woman movie is going to be the last of this series of shared universe stuff.
But then, what the fuck are they doing? Because they've got, what, Joaquin Phoenix playing a Joker.
Yeah, that's going to be a standalone Joker kind of origin, maybe, something.
Wait, then what the fuck is Joker going to fight? Batman?
They gave up. I have no idea.
Right, because I don't understand how you do a Joker movie without Batman. How?
They're gonna do it.
Watch. Watch. They cast a new Batman. Or they make it like fucking Galactus in the old Fantastic Four movies, where you only hear about the shadow of Batman or whatever, and he never fucking shows up at all.
Or it's probably Gordon, pre-commissioner.
God damn it.
It's gonna be Gordon. Yeah. Yes.
Are you gonna recast Gordon?
Yeah, probably.
Fuck you, why?
Because it's a
new...
It's a standalone Joker movie.
Fucking perfect!
He
Name
is.
A better actor for that. Name anyone who would be better for that. Anyone who would be on par with that.
I can't.
No one else, like... What do you got? The guy who played J. Jonah Jameson? Like, I'm trying to think of who can rock that mustache and that flat top and be that reliable and that strong.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can.
I don't know who you could end up getting, especially to play off of crazy as fuck Joaquin Phoenix essentially playing the same character he played in fucking Gladiator, by the way. Don't forget about that shit. You're going to end up being... You're going to put the weird, creepy dude who wanted to fuck his sister in Gladiator, essentially, Game of Thrones. I see you fucking George R. R. Martin ripping off that old fucking Russell Crowe joint. anyway. Hey, do you like this character? Dead. Anyway, yeah. So, Joaquin Phoenix playing the same exact character just in fucking clown makeup. By the way, did you ever see the image of that?
Yeah, it's...
Does he... Okay. I want you to do this at home, kids. Google that image of Joaquin Phoenix, and then Google an image of Bill Murray. Because in that makeup, he looks a lot like fucking Bill Murray. Like, alarmingly like Bill Murray.
Yeah.
And unless I've missed something, and Joaquin Phoenix is either looking like Bill Murray or is Bill Murray, I'm not 100% sure that's actually Joaquin Phoenix. This may just be the greatest Andy Kaufman, Bob Zamuda job that Bill Murray's ever done.
That'd be
like,
great.
They're splitting a check, but Bill Murray's just showing up on set in makeup.
That'd be fantastic.
Like, I don't have the heart to tell Bill that we know he's not Joaquin Phoenix, yeah. But he just keeps shuffling around saying, "I'm Joaquin." Yeah.
So yeah, I have no idea what they're doing, like, and I don't think they know what they're doing. I think they're just trying to throw stuff at it. Like, they picked James Gunn because half of the Marvel fandom said, "Bring him back." They got Batista saying he's really disappointed in Disney.
Oh fuck! Like, look, Batista is great in those movies, and I genuinely really like the guy in those movies. Never, ever. And I'm going to go on record as saying this as being a fan for God knows how many years. Trust a pro wrestler's opinion about anything. They are awful. Some of them, even potentially the current SmackDown heavyweight champion, are fucking flat earthers. Do not trust them.
Oh, no.
They're awful people.
Oh, no.
You can idolize them. You can find them to be incredibly entertaining. You can find their feats of athleticism to be a spectacle to be seen. But hear me. Hear me when I say, do not listen to them when they are not being a character. They're fucking awful, almost all of them. There are exceptions to the rule, but they are strictly exceptions. Know this. Fucking Undertaker, super duper Trump fan. Like, AJ Styles, flat earther. Bo Dallas, flat earther, believes in lizard people, total conspiracy theorist. Fucking Chris Jericho, who I genuinely like, thinks all the conspiracy theories are fun, and I think he genuinely is a conspiracy theorist. He just doesn't want to lose his career by saying so.
Yeah.
Like, some of these fucking people are awful, awful, and they're exceptions to the rule, but fuck, Batista is right along with it.
They fly on fucking planes. How could...
Time zones.
All right. Well, I think the only way realistically they're going to pull out of the skid is if they hand it over to the animation division.
Yeah, that's the decision.
It.
I think we can both agree on.
That's
like,
it. That's it.
Because they're the only division of DC that has managed to produce a good film consistently for the last 20 years.
Yeah. And they get the characters. Like, the animated Superman show was great. It was bright, but it still had that dark edge to it.
Batman, the animated series was great. Fucking Batman Beyond was
Batman Beyond was amazing.
exceptional. They took existing characters, put them way in the future, wrote a bunch of new shit, came up with a bunch of new characters, still had Batman hanging out, gave him a fucking badass dog. Ace is my favorite fucking pet in the DC universe. And fucking continued to make that show great. Fuck you. Can we please get a goddamn Batman Beyond? Like, you hire the same exact people and you hire old grizzled man, I don't care who the fuck you have play him. God damn it. Have fucking Rowan Atkinson, Mr. fucking Bean, play classic Batman, and you have Kevin Conroy do the voice. He deliver one line himself. He just grumbles with his back turned. It's Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, fucking turned in a chair, grumbling at a computer, and you just hear Kevin Conroy's booming ass voice the speakers. And fucking hire whoever the fuck you want. Andrew Garfield, Tom Hiddleston, I don't care who. Fucking hire anybody you want to be fucking Terry McGinnis and make that fucking movie.
I think Terry is half Asian.
Let's make him whole Asian. Let's fucking fix this problem.
I like that. I'm up for that.
Hey, what's the guy who played Han doing?
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken, Jamie Noguchi, one Gal Gadot, she don't age very much in that old Themyscira, does she?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Just
Oh
like
my
we
God.
flash back to 1984, where Gal Gadot was the exact same age, looking great and hanging out with Chris Pine or whatever the fuck his name is at a shopping mall. We flash way the hell forward, give her a couple grays, spot her in there, and reunite our Fast and Furious loves one way or the other. Am I right?
Shit.
Come on, Jamie Noguchi.
Oh my God. I'm there. I'm there. Tickets
That's
sold.
it.
Tickets
Jamie
sold.
Noguchi, I have solved the fucking DC universe. We flash forward way in the future. We solve that problem. I not only introduce an Asian character into the universe, we bring back an unrequited love. I tie in the current universe. I use the current cast. We use all the DC animated crew, and we fucking keep their dark ass universe.
Oh, and they'd be lousy with special effects, and they would love it. It would be amazing.
And a ton of new fucking characters and all the fucking merchandise and all sorts of stuff. And we can bring back, we can cast Superman as being a bunch older, so we don't have to cast some new, brilliant, great-looking guy. Fuck it. You know what we do? We get Josh Brolin. Once he gets done being fucking Thanos, we bring him in to be goddamn future Superman.
Yeah.
Great fucking salt-and-pepper-ass, gorgeous-ass Superman all hanging out in his fucking spandex and shit. Yes. Solving that fucking problem. Put him in the lightning suit. Make him all future and shit.
Oh, man. He would look exactly like the way Alex Ross draws him. That's awesome. I'm there.
That's it, Jamie. That's it.
It's there.
We move so far in the future, we just reset a bunch of shit. You make everyone older. You solve the problem of casting. You can hire a bunch of recognizable actors that you genuinely like, but you can introduce a whole bunch of new characters. You can break the mold and introduce a bunch of fucking people of color and a bunch of women. I don't know what's going on. I assume your wife is like tilting her head because I see the reflection in the window.
Yeah, Audrey's trying to put together this thing. It's failing.
She is super getting into it. For those of you at home, the reflection right next to the lock on the back window, I see Audrey's head tilting way the hell down.
There's a pin in the hole. There's a hole
I
in the.
Know. Oh. Why do you think I'm like this? Jesus.
Yeah. Jamie Gucci, that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
We've that solved is, it.
The Batman Beyond universe. We just move way too far in the future. That's how we solve the problem. You don't fix the current shit.
No,
we
you
just
leave
move
it.
Into the future.
Yeah.
Right.
You leave
it.
It. You leave
right.
it. It's not
right.
working. Just leave it. Just leave
right.
it.
Because here's the thing. The people that you genuinely like, your Gal Gadots, your Jason Momoas, you can leave them. Nobody knows how Atlanteans age. Jason Momoa can get a couple gray streaks in his hair and still be gorgeous and still Momoa.
Right. We don't... He could... Because he could be, like, Atlantean years could be, like, weird reverse dog years. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Like, all we need to do is basically give him gray hair. He can still be all flowy and gorgeous, and he can all be all... super like yeah brah in his suit, but he can be all stoic and gray. Like, we get future Momoa. Gal Gadot can still be gorgeous and great looking and a great character and an awesome actress and be able to handle that fucking problem. We still get all the grizzled fun of Batman. We still get a new character.
Fucking Han.
Fucking Han. Make Han McGinnis. It's fucking perfect. It's perfect.
I'm there.
Yeah, that's it, Jamie Noguchi. I've solved the problem. It took me way too fucking long to do it, but goddamn it, I saw the problem. DC, hear me now. In the words of a one way too fucking high Kevin Smith, I want my motherfucking movie check.
Mm-hmm.
I want my motherfucking movie check.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Batman.
Yep.
Batman Beyond. It fixes everything. Fixes it.
Because you can just pick right up in the other universe. Like, yeah, you just reset the timeline. Just jump everything forward.
The cat also fixes.
Well, kitties fix everything.
Kitties fix everything.
Especially, like, pirate shoulder kitties.
Yeah. All right, Brandon. Well, you can stop digging, my friend. You hit gold.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Once again, Jamie Noguchi, another week down, and we've managed to solve a problem.
Yay!
That's right.
All right, Brandon, where can people find you, since you're not on social media anymore?
They can find me at That Guy Chalmers on Instagram, solving all of life's problems. You can find me drinking in my living room until, I don't know, about 11 o'clock tonight. And yeah, that's about it. You can find all things Super Art Fight at superartfight.com, and who the hell knows, we may be showing up at a show very near you in the very near future with no fucking warning, because that's what we do.
Wah-ha!
Just showing up to shows.
Nice.
Yep, not bitter.
Well. Alright, you can find me, I mean, you're watching this, so you found me and shit. All my links are in the stuff and
Yellow Peril,
right? Yellow Peril, ypcomic.com. It's coming back.
It's got a kitty. It's on its head. I fear for your scalp.
Trinket's pretty nice. She's just kind of like, eh, me, me, me.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
By Jimmy Noguchi's head cat.
Bye.
Bye, Audrey.